perception and communication.
So it's perhaps not surprising that nearly all of the Ife metal sculptures that we know, and there are only about 30, are heads. In 1938, an astonishing group of 13, including the one now at the British Museum, was dug up in the precincts of a royal palace at Ife. The quality of the brass casting was superb, and there could be no doubt now that this was a totally African tradition. The Illustrated London News of April 8, 1939, published the find. And in an extraordinary article, the writer, still using the racist language of the 1930s, recognises that what he calls the Negro tradition, a word then associated with slavery and primitivism, must, with the Ife sculptures, now take its place in the canon of world art. Negro could never again be used in quite the same way.
One does not have to be a connoisseur or an expert to appreciate the beauty of their modelling, their virility, their reposeful realism, their dignity and their simplicity. No Greek or Roman sculpture of the best periods, not Cellini, not Udon, ever produced anything that made a more immediate appeal to the senses, or is more immediately satisfying to